The country hit harder than just about any other by the 2008 financial crisis is finally getting its groove back. Greece just hit a milestone last week. Its 10-year bond yield fell below 1% for the first time ever. For comparison, Greek bond yields soared to nearly 45% during the crisis, and the country has faced years of austerity since then. The low yields mean investors have confidence that lending money to the government of Greece is not that risky. Joining us now from Athens is independent journalist John Syropoulos, who writes the New Athenian blog. Hi, John.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with that bond yield. Does that indicate that there is more investor confidence now in the state of the Greek economy?
It's the culmination of a long drop in the Greek bond yield, which really started quite dramatically in March of 2019, when the election was announced for July. And in that period, the Greek 10-year bond interest fell from about 4.5% to, well, at the end of January, the government sold a 15-year bond for the first time in the last decade for interest of 1.9%. And you can see that in a very short period, just 2 weeks later, it managed to sell a 10-year bond for below 1%. So yes, I think it is very much the markets stepping out in front of the credit rating agencies, stepping out in front of Greece's creditors, the institutional creditors like the International Monetary Fund and the European Union, the Eurozone, and saying, we have confidence in this economy. We can see that Greece is sustaining a path back towards growth, and we want to be ahead of the curve and make some money out of this, because eventually Greek interest rates will be below inflation.
So it sounds like a large part of that may just be confidence in this new government. Greece has a more centrist government now. The New Democracy Party, the prime minister there is Kyriakos Mitsotakis, taking over for the leftist Syriza party, which had been in power for many years.
That is very true. And the conservatives, the New Democracy Party, made no secret about the fact that they really wanted to push ahead on economic reform and drive Greece towards prosperity rather than just redistribution of wealth and helping out the poor and the destitute, all of which New Democracy maintains is important. But after a 10-year decline that claimed a quarter of the economy, you have to increase the size of the economy again. So they are banking on clean energy projects, construction projects, which have been stalled during the 4 years of the left-wing Syriza government. And of course, they're trying to reverse the brain drain that saw approximately 500,000 young educated Greeks. Those are the latest figures to emerge from the industrial, the Hellenic Federation of Industry, that 500,000 people between the ages of 25 and 40 left the country during those years of recession. They're trying to get those people back to add value to the economy again. So yes, it is a vote of confidence in the New Democracy government, and they have come through on a lot of what they said they would. I mean, just in a period of 6 months, they passed 32 pieces of legislation in Parliament. That is quite a track record for the Greek legislature. But a lot still remains to be done.
John Syropoulos, I want to ask you one more thing, which is that Greece's neighbor, Turkey, is very active right now on the world stage. It's involved in Syria. It's involved in Libya. Greece and Turkey are both NATO allies. But is Athens especially anxious right now about what President Erdogan is doing, where he's taking Turkey?
There is a lot of anxiety about what is seen here as Turkish provocation in the eastern Mediterranean, Turkey sending drill ships and oil and gas exploration ships into Cypriot exclusive economic zone waters, and Turkey threatening to do the same in waters that Greece says form part of its exclusive economic zone. And the United States and the European Union have repeatedly called on Turkey to stop what they call illegal drilling activities and have asked Turkey to refrain from doing the same thing in the Aegean or east of Crete, where apparently there are promising areas to explore in. But it's been going on for some time, and these are two countries that have learned to live with tension and with clashing territorial claims. So I don't think that tension is at a level where it could disrupt the economy of either country at this point.
That is John Syropoulos in Athens. He writes the New Athenian blog. John, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.